And there's a question, is he allowed to take a type of drink like this on Shabbos or not? So Rabbi Shua said over that his Rebbe, Rabbi Chanina, was matur, it said it's mutter. Said that you're allowed to drink it. So Gemara says like this, that pshita, so Gemara says lishta is pshita. It's time to drink it, avad you're allowed to. That the Tanan, we learned like this, kola oichlin oicholodim refu, any type of a food that normal people eat, even though you're reading it now for the purpose of healing yourself, refu, that's mutter. Any type of a drink you're allowed to drink, as long as it's a drink that healthy people also drink, like tea, and now you have a sore throat, so even though you're taking it for a fuam, that's mutter to drink on Shabbos. So here also, this shechlayim mashman was a drink that healthy people also used to drink, so of course you're allowed to take it on Shabbos. Like, what was the shayla? Elo, the question was, lischoik v'lishtoi shechlayim b'Shabbos. The question was, are you allowed to take the shechlayim, the type of a herb, and grind it up on Shabbos, and make the drink on Shabbos? He doing a malach of schicha. So that was the question, are you allowed to do this on Shabbos or not? So Gemara says, hechidami, how are we talking about? If we're talking about Yavachel, somebody that's sick, that has the Koros Nefoshes, and this is the cure for him, so Mishrashari, of course it's mutter, like why not, like any other malach you're allowed to do for a chel on Shabbos, that's a sakona. Vidaleka sakanta, Elam, I know he's sick, but he's not that sick, there's no doubt that he will die, so Mela, Meser Osir. Havad, you can't do malachas for Stama Chelo on Shabbos. So here you're doing a malach of tchina, you want to grind up the shechlayim, for sure it's Osir. So how was the matter to you? So Gemara says, Liyer Lom Dika Sakanta. It's true, we're talking about a person that has a sakana, a person that's very sick. And it's a question if he's going to die or not. So then in such a case, you are allowed to do malachas for him. So what's the question then? For Ocha Komi Boiler, you know what his question was? You know what? Yabishua Malevi asked his Rebbe Rebbe Chanina. The question was, is this called a refuah? Does this heal him or not? Like, if you tell me this is a good cure, this is a medicine, so then I know the halacha is I'm allowed to do it on Shabbos, so I'll go ahead and grind up the shechlayim to make the drink on Shabbos. The other side is, no, this is not called a good refuah. This does not heal the person. So therefore, even though he's a chelish, but I'm not allowed to grind the shechlayim because this is not going to be a cure for him. Is Mela v'loy neichel alayah Shabbat. I won't be mechal Shabbos for him. So Mor says now, so that's the way Rav Chizda and Chanina answered back this Talmud, Rabbi Shur ben Levi. So this is all part of the Kasha, that we see Rabbi Shur ben Levi was younger, and he asked the question from his Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Chanina answered him. So this is the question, how could Rabbi Chanina say that Rabbi Shur ben Levi was older? Here it's Mashmano, Rabbi Shur ben Levi was the Talmud, he was younger. Now the Mor Stam says, Umayishno Rabbi Chanina, how come they asked the question to Rabbi Chanina, like was he a doctor or not? So Gemara says, yes, Mishrum Debokib Refuas. Rabbi Chanina knew clearly all different type of medicines, how to heal somebody. What's the Raya? Before, so, the Omer Rabbi Chanina, Me'elam Loisha'alni Odom, Al-Makas Prey De Levono V'choya. Nobody ever asked me about the question about if somebody got bit by a white mule and he lived after it. In other words, people used to ask him all different types of medicine problems, and he used to answer them, but for this there was no cure. For the Gemara Ayavok Achazina V'chaya, we see people do live, even though they're bit from a white mule. Have the Gemara Ema V'choyis, he meant to say nobody gets healed. Or it's true, maybe you don't die, but that wound always stays there. For the Gemara again, no, V'chok Achazina D'misri, we see people do get healed up from this wound. So what do you mean, Rav Chanina answer that nobody ever got healed up? So more I mean to say, we're talking about a special type of a bite of a mule. V'esumkon inu v'chiyurin reish karayu. We're talking about a mule that in itself is red. Only the tip, the head of its feet, that's white. If you get bit from such a mule, then he said there's no cure. Karminin. Of a mikom mokum from any place, anyway, Shema Mina, the Rabbi Chanina Kshisha. Here we see Rabbi Chanina was the Rebbe. He was older. And the Yeshua lady was younger. So how come before Rabbi Chanina said, his question is like the Rishonim asked before, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? So my answer is no. Elohochi komar. This is what Rabbi Chanina meant to say. Shilton kishila shom rishonim. Just the opposite. That the question now that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is asking him, whether this question about the chvina, if it's good or not, is the same type of a question that the rishonim I asked before. Now it's true, Rabbi Chanina is the older one. And when he heard his Talmud, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked the shayla, he said, oh, but your shayla was just like I asked the shayla. So it's like he's giving a shmach to his Talmud now, that his Talmud is just like him asking the same type of a question. Again, the question is, what's going to be if the first kohen made the chvina, and then he was mace? Could the second kohen go that it takes over use the first chvina, the same chvina that's in the kaf now from the first kohen gadol, or does he have to make a new mace chvina? So Gemara says, Omiyam Rabbi Chanina Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Chanina said over that this question, he asked the same question as Talmud Rabbi Shulba and Levi asked? Omiyam Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said like this, I'll prove to you he can't have such a question. According to Rabbi Chanina, for sure, you have to make over a second Maisa Chvina. What's the raya? Why? Because Rabbi Chanina himself says that the par, for loy b'domi shopar. The locher is, when the Kohen Gadol brings his own par in Yom Kippur, and he after he makes the shchita, let's say he's mace. The locher is, the second Kohen Gadol cannot use that blood and just make the Zrikas Adam, but rather he has to make the shchita over again. But that's the Shrosha. But par, v'le b'domi shopar. It has to be your par, your shchita sapar, and you can't use the first Kohen Gadol's par. In other words, this will soon see this in Machlekes in Gemara later. But this is where Rabbi Chanina dashes, like Rashi says, bepar v'le b'domi shopar, b'zois yovei Aaron elokodesh, bepar bepar. That part of the pasuk says Aaron comes into Kodesh HaKadoshim with the avoid of his par. So we dashin v'loy b'domi shopar, and that was just the blood of the par. That means shim shochat paro yomeis. If the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur shechted his par, and then the Kohen Gadol himself was meis, is ein hamishamish tachtov nichnas b'yis adam. The second Kohen Gadol cannot use that blood lifnim. Elitzorach lovi par acher. He has to bring another par, another axe. V'shochat and shechtit. Now v'chiv on the tzorach lovi par acher, tzorach lechafin liachas shchitosoi. That's pshita. Since when the first Kohen Gadol dies, he the second one's going to have to bring a new par. Pshita the chfina has to be done after the shchita of the par. So therefore, if you do the chfina before the shchita, it's possible. So for sure, the Kohen Gadol is going to have to do a second ma'aseh chfina. Adimor says v'yomer Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said like this, another halacha, that ketores shechofno koidem shchita sapar. If the ketores, now you make the chfina, you make the two handfuls of the ketores before you shecht your par, is halacha leyosav leklum. It's no good. So mele here, since the first Kohen Gadol made the chfina. Now the seder of the avoiders are that first you do the shchita of his par, and you make the kabbalah sadam, and then you give the dam to another Kohen that mixes up, stirs up the blood. And then the Kohen Gadol first got to do the chvina. Now, we're talking about now he made his chvina, and then he died. So since he died after the shchita of his par, the second Kohen Gadol is going to have to make a new shchita. He's going to have to start over the par over again. So therefore, the first chvina, it comes out, was done now before his shchita. And that's possible according to Rabbi Chanina. So pshita, after the second Kohen Gadol makes the second shchita, he's going to have to do over again his second chvina. So how could Rabbi Chanina ask for shaila? Could the second Kohen Gadol use the first one's chvina? Pshiti is not allowed to use it. So why is he saying it's a good question? So Gemara says like this, Hochi Komer. This is what Rabbi Chanina meant to say. Midu komi boilei, since you Rabbi Shuba Levi is asking this for a question, if the second Kohen Gadol could use the first Kohen Gadol's chvina, his two handfuls worth of ketores that he put into the calf and then he died, ho mechlal, it's a raya, the ksava, you Rabbi Shuba Levi holds, that the par v'yafilu b'domi shapar. You like hold not like me. You hold like the rabbanon hold. It was also like Resh Lakish holds like that. That even though the first Kohen Gadol made the shchita of his par and then he was mace, the second Kohen Gadol does not have to do a second shchita. He's allowed to just use the dam of that first par. So the Meir Rav Chanina said, "Olamai the Sri Lei." According to your shchita, that you do not have to do the shchita again. Shil soy kishil soy rishonim. You asked a very good shaila. Then the question is very good. That what halacha could the second Kohen Gadol use the first one's chvina? Because he doesn't have to do another ma'aseh shchita. And this chvina was done after the first shchita. So therefore it's a kosher chvina. So that's the question. Could the second Kohen Gadol use the ketores that sins this calf? Or does he have to do another ma'aseh chvina? So where it says good, but my heavy law, what's the maskana though? So good, it was a good question. But what's the halacha though? What do we hold in such a case? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa. The Papa says like this. Two lashonis. One lashon is like this. I choyfin, choyze v'choyfin. If you hold the lochris, you have to do a second time mechvina. In other words, a regular case where you have only one Kohen Gadol. So we said now he makes the mice mechvina, he takes the two handfuls outside, and he pours it into a calf. And then he walks into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, holding the calf in his left hand, and the machta, the coals in his right hand. And then inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he has to first put down the machta, the pan full of coals. And then on top of the pan, he sprinkles the ketores on top of it. Now, how does he do it? There's a machlokes. One Madiyama says, when you get inside, you have to again pour the ketores from that spoon into your two handfuls. Like, make another ma'aseh chvina. And then from your two handfuls, that's how you spill the ketores on the gecholim. So according to that man, the Yom that holds, that's Choyfin. V'choyze v'choyfin, you have to do another Maisa Chvinom. Is a Melech Haveiro Nichtas v'chvinosei. That's as far to say, the second Kohen Gadol could use the first Kohen Gadol's Chvina. He could use that calf. Because like anyway, he has to do a second Maisa Chvina when he comes inside. So at the end, it ends up to be in his hands full, and his two hands are full of it. So that's enough. He does not have to do the first Chvina over again. That's one Svara. Aber I ain chayfin, v'chayze v'chayfin, then tiboylach. But if you tell me the loch is you do not have to do a second maisa chvina, it's enough just outside, you do the chvina and you put it into the calf. And now when you come to Kodesh HaKadoshim, you just sprinkle the kteris from the calf onto the gecholim, now you could have your question. Now it's doubtful that since the second Kohen Gadol did not make the chvina, so he has to do it over again. But if you tell me that that's first sad, that anyway you have to do a second maisa chvina, then for sure there's no doubt here, there's no question, you do not have to do over again the first chvina. You could just use the way it is right now, the that's in the calf, and just worry that when you get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then you pour it back into your hands. So Gemara says, Omalei Rapuna, Pred of Yeshul Rapopom, Adarab, it should be just the opposite way. Yisfara should be just the opposite. If the locher is when you come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to pour back the kateris from the spoon into your handfuls, then lo yikonis acha b'chefin osay. Then the second Kohen Gadol cannot use the first one's chefinim, this kaf, the amount of kateris that came out of the first Kohen Gadol's two hands. Why? Because eif sheshlo yechsev shlo yoser. It's not possible that the two Kohen Gadol's have the same size hands. So either it'll be a little bit too much in the second one's hands, or a little bit too less. So therefore, for sure, the second one cannot use the first one's chvina. As if you tell me when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he can't just pour from the calf onto the coals. He has to pour from the calf back into his hands, so he has to make sure that his two hands will be full. A molich chvinov, he has to have the two handfuls worth of kteris, so he's not going to have it. Because usually two people don't have the exact same size hands. So that's the score of a cat that won't be good. Just the opposite. The ain chayfin chayze v'chayfin mashenk that the locher is when you go into Kodesh HaKadoshim, you do not have to do another ma'aseh chvina. You could just use the kateris in the spoon. So then tiboyloch, then you'll have your shaila. Then it'll be a good question whether you could use the first Kohen Gadol's chvina or not. And the Gemara says now tiboyloch because this is a question. The Gemara asked for shaila. Chayfin, chayze v'chayfin, oiloi. What's the locha? That even though you already made the molich ofnav outside, you took your two handfuls worth of the kateris, and you poured it into the calf. Now when you come into Kodesh HaKadoshim, do you a second time have to pour this kateris back into your handfuls, and then put it onto the gecholim, or not? Gemara says, Tosha oiloi. Or you don't have to do that. Or if you just pour from the calf the way it is. Gemara says, Toshma, come and bring your raya. Our Mishnah says, this is the midah, this is the way you did the chvina inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Is my love, doesn't the Mishnah mean to say, Kishem shem midosim mibachutz, kach midosim mibifnim, that the same way outside, you first made the molei chofnov, you made the two handfuls, you put it into the calf, who are then now also, when you come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you a second time have to get all that kateris back into your two handfuls. So you see, you do have to have another ma'isa chvina inside. Gemara says no. Loi, maybe that's not pshat in our Mishnah. Dilma, the Mishnah means to say, Shimrotzo lasis mida oisai. If you want, you could use a measuring cup, like we had a shala before. In other words, a locher is molech chofnov, you just have to have that much amount of kateris. Let's say you measure and you know your two handfuls hold exactly a pound, so all you have to have is just a pound of the kateris. That's what the Mishnah means to say. The kach oisai midosa, that you're allowed to use a measuring cup, you don't but have to use your two hands. In Amina, the pshat is, it just means to say that the same amount of kateris that you took at the beginning, your two handfuls, that's how much kateris you have to use later in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But not that you have to do another Maisa Chfina later, get those kateris back into your two hands. Maybe no. Maybe it's enough just to pour it from the spoon on top of the coals. But the Chiddush of the Mishnah is the Kachacha Midosa means that nothing could be missing, or you can't add to it. That same measurement that you made outside of the Molei Chofnov, that's how much kateris you have to have now in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But maybe there's no riot to our Shiloh either way, whether you're allowed to use a measuring cup, or whether you have to do a second Maisa Chfina, get the kateris back into your handfuls, I tell you there's no riot from our Mishnah. So Toshima, come in here, I'll bring your riot like here from here. Tell that there's Toshima. The din is, Kate said, who I said? How do you do the second kateris the last part of the Keteris, when you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you already put some machta, your first shovel full of coals down on the floor. Now, how do you burn the Keteris? So it sounds like this, the Braisa. Oyechez es ha-bozach b'rosh etzpoisef. He has to hold his bozach, that's the kaf, that's the spoon that's full of the Keteris. He has to hold it in the tip of his fingers. V'yesh oymim some say b'shinov. He needs to help, his teeth has to hold him along. Umale begodloy, and he picks it up, moves it closer towards his body with his thumbs. Achimagas lebein atzila yodov, until the handle, like we had before, the handle of the spoon is facing his body, and it's coming closer and closer to his body until the handle of the spoon, the tip of the handle, becomes in between his two elbows. Now the choizer umarzilo teif chofnov. Now when the spoon is mamash at the tip of his palm, he like picks up the spoon to like throw it over to get the keteris from inside the spoon into his hands. In other words, the spoon is a very hard avoid. You have to move the spoon as close to the body as possible. And when the spoon hits like the end of your palm, then you like pick up the spoon so it's like be turning over into your handful, into your palms, to fill up again your two handfuls worth of the keteris. So one sheet there is, you pour all the keteris down now with one shot on top of the coals. Make a pile there. They should take a little bit of time until the smoke starts to come up. It won't burn so fast. Some say no. Like if you get all the keteris out of the calf back into your hands, now you sprinkle the keteris from your hands onto the coals. In order that the smoke should come up very fast. Because if you sprinkle it slowly, that makes it that smoke would come up. So Gemara says, Vizuhi avoida kosher shebemigdish. This was a very hard avoida that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. This maistachfina. Because you had to get your two hands full of the keteris again. So you couldn't use one hand to pour it over. So, and nothing could fall on the floor. So you have to be very careful to shake out this calf from by yourself into your hands. So it was a very hard avoidance to do in the Beis HaMikdash. Samara asks, Zuhi v'sulay, it's mashma, this was the only hard avoidance, nothing else. V'ika malika, we had before already, that malika, the way you shecht the bird in the Mizbeah on the for Kabonis, it was very hard to do. That the Kohen had to use his thumb and stick it on the back of the neck of the bird and break the backbone and not cut rove the majority of the meat there in order to cut the simonim before he makes it for trefa. Like if when he cuts the backbone, he would cut the majority of the meat there, he would make the oif into a trefon before he cut the two simonim, the windpipe and the food pipe, and that wouldn't be a good malika. So it was very hard to do to make sure just to cut the backbone and then to go further down to get to the simonim before you cut rove of it to make it into a trefon. That was a very hard avoid to do. Malika kemitza, it was also very hard to do the kemitza like we learned before. When you make the kemitza on the minchas machavas, on the flour that was already baked, so now you have to get it to three fingerfuls, and you have to make sure nothing is sticking out on top or on bottom. That you have to use your thumb for the top part to smooth out the top part, and your pinky to smooth out the bottom part. It was very hard avoided to do. So how could you say only here the chfino was hard, the second chfino, to get it back from the bozach into your hands? So Mazanechnami, El Zui avoid the kosher, may avoid the kosher of the Migdash. This was one of the hard avoiders that had to be done in the base of Migdash. So I call upon the Gemara ends off though, that Shema Mina, from here though, it's clear Raya, that Choyfen v'choyzer v'choyfen Shema Mina. It's a clear Raya here that the locher is, you have to do a second Chfino when you come back into the Azara, when you come back into Kodesh HaKadoshim. So therefore, really, the Shaila is not really Pesha, like really the first question then, really blinds by Teiku. Now what's the locher where the first Kohen Gadol made the Chfino, made two handfuls worth of the Keteris and put it into the Kaf, and then he died. And now the question is, the second Kohen Gadol, he has to take this calf and bring it into Kodesh HaKadoshim. Can he use it or not? And the Mor is not pushing the Shaila. So the Rambam Taka Paskins that since it's a Sofik as a Teiku, look at Chibu, you should not do it. Look at Chibu, you should make over a second time the Chfinim. But if by the effort you use that Chfinim, if you use the Keteris that's in the calf, and you only did that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then by the effort it is kosher. But the question is, I think Mor before he asked a good question. The Mor says, how could you use how could the second Kohen Gadol use the first one's chfino? The chur, they have different hands. It's different sizes. So there has to be some more and some less. So how could the second one use the measurement that the first one used? So maybe what you have to answer is to say that the ikar measurement you have to have is when you shast, you do the outside chfino. when you first take the two handfuls of keteris, that's what's chal the shein chafina the shein keteris to be burnt lefnai lefnim. So then he put that measurement into the kaf. So this amount of keteris has to be burnt now. So true, later when you bring the kaf into the kodesh kadoshim, you have to pour that keteris into your hand. But then it's not a din in a new measurement. It's not a din then also your hands has to be filled exactly to the top. No. There, even if your hands is less, it's not filled completely. Or even if it's overflowing. It's only a din there that you have to burn the amount of keteris that was taken at the original molechofnov. So since the first kohen gadol, that was his molechofnov, that got the shem keteris on it. And he put it into the kaf. Now the locher is that much keteris has to be burned today. So even a second kohen gadol could also use that kaf, that much amount of keteris to be burned. Even though for him it's not exactly his molechofnov, it's not his two handfuls worth, but so what? Since the measurement was already taken, that's how much has to be burned for this Yom Kippur. So therefore the Gemara obliges by Sofik, and like we said, the Rambam Paskins, there's a chilu not to do it, but with the evidence kosher. No weiter. Ibor look, we have to shout like this. Shochatu meis. Let's say the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur shechted his par, and then he died. Mahu shikonis achar bedomai. What's the law? Could a second Kohen Gadol use that par and just continue the avoided, just take the dam and make this rika with that blood? So the shailer is, mi amrinin, do we say? The postik says, bepar, it means vafilu bedomai shapar. The second Kohen Gadol, he doesn't have to have a shchita. It's enough just to finish off the avoided, just to use the blood of the first one's par. It's enough just to use bedomai, just to make this rika. Oy dilma, maybe no. We dash in the word bepar means v'loy bedomai shapar. The Kohen Gadol has to do the shechita on his par. And if the first Kohen Gadol died, the second Kohen Gadol cannot use the blood from the first one's par. It has to have a shein bepar, his shechita, his par it has to be. So that's the question here. So Gemara says it's a machlokes. Rebbe Chanina Oimer B'chlina says bepar v'loy bedomai shapar. It's a din dafka, the Kohen Gadol has to have his shechita in the par. So if the first one dies after the shechita, the second Kohen Gadol has to take a new par, a new ox, and make a new shechita on his par. Reshlaka says no. The par vafilu bedomai shapar. There's not a din the Kohen Gadol has to bedafka make a new shechita on his par. It's enough if the first Kohen Gadol made it for a par, made a shechita, and he gave the dam to another Kohen to mix it up. And after he died, now the second Kohen Gadol could just take that dam and come in b'zayis yovoi vafilu bedomai shapar. It's enough just to come in with the blood of the par, even though you did not do the shechita. So it's a machlokes Rabbi Chanina and Resh Lakish. And before we said Rabbi Shua ben Levi also was like Resh Lakish. Moses Rabami now Omar bepar v'lebedomai shapar. Rabami dashin is like Rabbi Chanina. That dafka has to be your par, your shechita. It's not enough just to bring in the blood. Rabbi Yitzchok Amar no bepar v'afilu bedomai shapar. Like Resh Lakish, it's enough just to have the dam, even though you didn't make the shechita. You are the second Kohen Gadol. Still, you could use that dam to make this rika with that dam. Eisvei Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yitzchok. So Rabbi Ami yes the kasha to Rabbi Yitzchok. The Rabbi Yitzchok nafcha. Nimnin the loch is by Korban Pesach. Nimnin no moshkin. You could add yourself to be part of the Korban Pesach. Or else if you were appointed already, you could take your name off it. You could like misalik yourself, take yourself away from the Korban Pesach. Is nimnin, you could add yourself, or moshkin, take yourself away. Now the loch by Korban Pesach is, you have to be part of it. You have to be part of the minion. You have to be like a part of the owner of that Korban. Then it's kosher for you. So you can become the owner or take your ownership off it, up until you shecht the Korban Pesach. But once you shecht it, you can't put yourself on it or take yourself off it. So why not have him in there is why? Because it's not called a Korban anymore. It's not called a power-like. The Yemisa, if you hold now, like you, Reb Yitzchak holds, and like Resh Lakish holds, that even the blood of the Korban is called a power, the Yemisa, Ach Yitzchak Miboyle. Like it's still called the par, it's still called the korban up until you make this rika. So even after you made the shechita, it's still called haser, or by korban pesach you need a ser, like Rashi says of Yemisa. So the yachas shechita nami kareinim bei al haser is actually yizrik miborle. The din should be al haser means until you made this rika as adam, you should be allowed to add yourself onto the korban or take yourself off it. So verse says no. Hos shani hosam by korban pesach is different. The yachsev mihi yois miser, you have to be from the ser means mechiyuse the ser. When the seh is still alive, true, even after it's dead, before the zrik it's called seh, but the other pasuk says, mihi yais mi seh, it has to be only when the seh is alive that you can add yourself to the korban or take yourself off the korban. Mosir mazutra, Mosir mazutra has a kash like this, ein poiding, you can't be poide a peta chamor. If you have your firstborn from a chamor, the loch is you have to be poide the peta chamor. Is ein poidim loy be'egel. not with a calf, v'loy b'chaya, v'loy b'shkuta, not when it's alive and not when it's dead, v'loy b'treifa, v'loy b'klayim, and not the one that's born from klayim, v'loy b'kfi. A kfi means Rashi, the tayish or tzvi. It's a suffix if it's a chaya or if it's a behema. Elo b'se, you could only use v'davka se only ya olim. V'akol potem, it says v'loy b'shkuta. If the se is geshachten already, you can't use it to be paid to a petach amor. Now the question is, why not? If you tell me now, Kol Zaman, you have the dam here, it's still called Beseh, like you say, the par. Even the dam is called the par. So here also, why can't you be part of the Petach Amor, even after Shechita? Kol Zaman, the dam is here. And the Gemara, Shani Hosem, the Yalav says, Semi Pesach. I'll tell you now, by Pidyon, Petach Amor, we learn out from Pesach. Just like by Pesach, it's only Miyos Miseh when the korban is alive. Here also, it's going to be part of the Kol Zaman, the Seh is alive. For the Gemara, if that's true, Ima Lahalon, Zohar, Tam, or Ben Shona, if you learn out from the korban Pesach, just like a carbon pesach, it can only be a zocher, not an akevim, and a tam, and it only has to be 1 year old. Is Afkan, you can tell me, when you want to be poyed with a petach hamor, the firstborn of your hamor, your donkey, you also have the same alochom. That dafker zocher is going to be poyed with a male, a tam, or ben shona. Tam would lame, the pasuk is not like that. The pasuk says, tifte riba. There's a riba here. That lav dafker zocher, tam, or ben shona, even any type of a say is good. Fred Gemara, itifta, tifta, reboot, if you ask such a reboot, anything is good, if you put it, petach amor, abuzay afilu kulanami. So abuzay here also, why dafku when it's alive, even after it's dead? Kol zaman you have the blood here, it should also still be kosher. And if the Gemara in came, semai hanilei. If that's the sof, tifta, if tipote, tipote, is marred everything, but I call upon him still, the pasuk says se. Therefore, both things are true. Se means it has to be alive. Just like by carbon pesach, it has to be alive, put in by the pidyon petach amor, also it has to be alive. But that's all. Once it's alive, even though it's in a cave, even though it's more than 1 year old, still is good. So I call upon him, there's no stira to al halacha by the par. Maybe by the par, maybe it's called the par. Even the blood of the par is also called the par. Even after the first kohen gadol made the shechita, then he died, the second kohen gadol is allowed to use the dam of that par. That's called also paroi, if he takes the blood. But here, by petach hamor, there's a limud, we learn it out from korban pesach. And by Korban Pesach it says Miyos Miseh only when it's alive and not when it's dead. So therefore there's no stira according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Alright, we'll stop here.